This is a CBC podcast.
Hi there, it's Pia, and every Wednesday, we're bringing you a bonus podcast, one handpicked story from the week's round of the Sunday magazine that we think is definitely worth hearing or hearing again. Of course, you can hear all of our stories on the full podcast that we put out on Sunday and on the CBC Listen app. All right, here's this week's highlight. Okay, now as I do once every month here on the radio, I take a deep breath. I take more deep breaths than that, but this is a special kind of deep breath. As I fling my hosting hat all the way to Edmonton and I leap into the Puzzle Dome. Yep, we're back with an all new round of That's Puzzling. Those sounds mean it's time for me to take on one of my CBC colleagues and a super smart listener of the Sunday magazine in a series of word challenges. Overseeing our game once again is Mr. Alberta, the guy who devises our puzzles, Peter Brown. Here we go, Pete, our third season of everyone's favorite game.
Everyone's favorite Sunday morning monthly radio game on the Sunday magazine. Easily. So, Pia, how are you feeling? The first season, I don't have to remind you, you ran off three wins in a row. Last year, you were, and I say this as a compliment, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I'm not winning now, but I'll win next season. It's next season. How are you?
I'm great. I haven't been keeping score. Pete, listen, consistency and Chattopat, I both begin with the letter C. So I've hit consistency last season, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I guess the thing that is sort of ongoing for me is that I'm always daunted by my opponents, whether they're ace broadcasters or ace Sunday magazine listeners. Like, you know, I'm like, how smart will they really be? But I have to say, knowing who at least one of my opponents is today, Peter, has kept me up countless nights. Never before, grandiose statement being made here, never before have I been so daunted entering the That's Puzzling ring.
And so the expectation management game begins. Pia, let me just say, we want you to have a chance here. We would never, never put you up against someone who ran up a 24-game win streak on Jeopardy. We would, however, have you compete with someone who won 23 Jeopardy games in a row. They are the new host of the CBC's book show, Bookends. Yes, it's the Mateo Roach. Hello, Mateo Roach.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I have to do some expectations management of my own. I've been on a bit of a games losing streak lately, so I'm hoping to redeem myself today.
Wait, what kind of games?
Settlers of Catan, Great American Mail Race. I have not been doing well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mateo, we do know that you're Jeopardy smart, but are you Wordle smart? Are you connections? Do you play those puzzles and how do you do with them?
I am on NYT games. It's my like going to bed thing. I wait until midnight and then I do all the games as soon as they become available and then I go to sleep. It's a nice kind of little wind down. My mom and I send the Wordle back and forth every day. And I would say we're pretty even. I take it pretty seriously. I get upset when I lose.
Wait, what is your like normally are you like getting it in three?
I would say 3 to 4.
Yeah,
I'm four to five
and I'm an early morning Wordle player. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the midnight 01 Wordle club as well. Now you had success under pressure. You're on Jeopardy. Do you have a ritual or mantra before you compete?
I was a big, like, superstitious Hail Mary reciter on the Jeopardy stage. Yeah. I went to Catholic high school and there was a big portrait of the Virgin Mary at the front of our study hall where I wrote all my exams. And so I have this association of like, that is who's going to help you in times of academic strife. So that's what I was doing before Jeopardy a lot. Did not do that today. I do have a rosary on, so we'll see if that helps.
Did you wear that rosary just for this reason? You're gaming today?
You know what? We'll say that. Okay. Yeah.
So you have all the forces against you, Pia, is what we're saying.
I've got my Hindu gods and goddesses backing me up.
That's true. Outnumbered. And you're also up against our third player who won their spot in our listener challenge. We asked you to invent a new word to describe that September feeling when school and work and busy schedules are all back in full swing, but your brain is stuck in summer mode, and our winning word is...
Falstalgia.
Falstalgia. That is our winning listener, Caroline Connolly, somewhere in the prairies of southern Alberta. Hello, Caroline.
Good morning.
Where in the scenic southern Alberta prairies are you exactly?
Well, I am located about 1 hour and 20 minutes southeast of Calgary, Alberta, just north of a famous little town called Vulcan. Mm. You might have heard of it.
You would find people wearing Star Trek pins all over the place.
You would find a little prairie town that doubles as a Star Trek amusement park.
I have one question for you, Caroline. You're in the Calgary band The Love Bullies, great name. Is there a Love Bullies song or lyric that springs to mind as you are about to face these two formidable opponents?
Oh, gosh. And I have to say, with Matea here, I am shaking in my boots. I seriously am going to admit that. We have a song. What springs to mind is a song called Sayonara, and it references wordplay. So it goes, we had a thing. It was so cool. You had to put on a sweater. Someone caught, now turned to naught with the switch of a letter.
Oh, that's great. On that note, we are ready to go. Caroline, Matea, Pia, let's play That's Puzzling. For our first challenge, we are going to stick our toes in the shallow end and play a quick round of our game, Plus One. This version is shorter and faster and easier. Today, I'm going to give each player two letters, the letter I and the letter N, and I'm going to ask you to add one letter to IN to make a new word. So if I said I'm looking for a word that means garbage receptacle, the answer would be bin. You take the I in the N, you add a B at the front, you've got bin. The added letter could go at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. Because this is comparatively easy, you have 5 seconds to answer.
That's a lifetime in radio. I was just 5 seconds, but not a lifetime in gaming.
So if you hear this sound, your time is up. These are worth 1 point. Pia, you sound so enthusiastic.
You know what you can do at 5 seconds on the radio?
What's that?
I'll tell you. I'm going to time it. Pia Chattopadhyay, CBC News, Toronto. Okay, that's actually only three, so five seems like epically long now.
You could do Pia Chattopadhyay, CBC News, Toronto. I nailed it. That's 5 seconds. All right, Pia.
Okay, here we go. I and N.
This is
in.
Yes, you're starting with I and N. You're taking those two letters, adding another letter anywhere in the word to make a word that means noise.
Gin. Oh, my God. Win.
Wow.
Matea's looking at me like, you should just see them. Like, oh, God.
Your answer was din, Pia.
Oh, so bad.
Maybe this is harder than I thought. Let's find out. Caroline, take I and N. Add one letter to make a word that means a colored liquid for writing or tattooing.
Come on!
Ink.
That is correct. The official subtitle of today's game is Come On! So we have a point for Caroline and already the righteous indignation of Pia. Matea, take I and N, add a letter to get a molecule that has gained or lost an electron.
Ion?
Wow. That was by far the hardest and quickest.
That was not the hardest. Din. Din is not a common word. Ink, ion, daily usage.
So, at the moment, Caroline has one, Matea has one, and angry, angry Pia has 0 points. For our next round, we are going to play my favorite game, Potato Potato. I'm going to give you two words and ask you to tell me which other word means both of those things and has two different pronunciations. So, if I ask you for a kind of fish and a kind of guitar, the answer would be bass and bass. They're the same on paper, B-A-S-S, but they're pronounced differently and they have different meanings. I will offer each question to one player. If the first person misses, the others will get a chance to steal. There are hints available. I encourage you to take them if you're stuck. These are worth 2 points. Let's play Potato Potato. Matea, you are up first. I am looking for a word that means both talk and opposite. Talk and opposite.
Talk and opposite. This is hard. This is much harder than the first round.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. I don't want to take the hint because it feels like cheating somehow.
Oh, no. And I'll be like, I'll take the hint.
I guess I'll take the hint. You did say to take it.
Yeah. You can either take a hint pertaining to the talk part of it or the opposite part of it. Which one do you want?
I would say talk.
Okay. It's a verb, as in chat.
So that's actually not that helpful. I was hoping it was going to be something about the kind of, I don't know. I was assuming it was a verb. It didn't even occur to me that it might be like a talk. Talk and opposite. Counter, recount, gab. Opposite. Against. Across from.
Gonna have to close you down, Matea.
No, I think it's over. I think it's over for me. I don't know it.
Caroline, it's your turn to, you have first opportunity to steal. Do you have it?
I'm with Matea. I'm at a loss here. Surprise, surprise.
Pia, you let out a big sigh. Do you know it or was that tactical?
Okay, wait. Talk as in a verb and opposite. Opposite. What is opposite? Black and white. Opposite. Talk, chat, chitty chat, gab. Nope.
Is not the correct answer. All right. The answer is converse and converse.
Of course. Those
were exactly the reaction I was hoping for. Converse is talk and opposite is the converse. So we're still on 1 point for Caroline, 1 for Matea, none for Pia. Caroline, it's your turn. We are looking for a word that means blend and a piece of farm equipment.
I should know this. Piece of farm equipment. I'm combine.
And what's the word for blend?
Combine.
Yes.
Combine and combine.
Well done, Caroline. Sorry, Pia from Saskatoon. You probably would have got that one.
We don't have combines in Saskatoon. We do. Like at the tractor store. Peter, you're from Saskatoon. So I don't want the rest of Canada who like has a stereotypical image, many people, of Saskatchewan to like get confused. Like Saskatoon is a large city comparatively to other large cities, but it is the center of the universe in Saskatchewan. Sorry, Regina.
Pia, no one is accusing you of having harvested wheat. I'm just saying people in Saskatchewan generally know what a combine is.
Uh-huh. Do you know what a Quonset is? I know you do, Peter, but throwing that out there. People in Saskatchewan also know what a Quonset is.
Yeah.
Matea?
I have one in my property.
I can't say this is something I'm familiar with.
Oh, wow. Quonset is like a building on a farm that is like a semicircle, like a dome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do we use that for, Caroline?
Well,
barn dances.
It comes from an Algonquin word because we actually just looked this up because I am a little bit word nerdy and we were like, where does that word come from? We have one that's 115 feet long on our acreage. You put your big things in there. You put your combines in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You also have stag and doe dances and gatherings in there.
And you have your Friday nighters, I suppose. Ours has a dirt floor, so you didn't want to do too much two-stepping in there.
This has been a Prairie Heritage moment. All right, over to Pia. Pia, we're looking for a word that means now and also means display.
Display, now, pronto. Display, show, now. Immediate. I'm going to take a hint, Peter.
Okay, which one?
Because I'm panicking and therefore hint. Okay, which one? Now or display? I think I'm going to take now, but I think that's a wrong call, but I'm going to go with now.
It means in the here and now.
Well, that's what now means.
Yeah. The blank moment.
Immediate?
Am I allowed to?
No, you got to wait, Carol. No, wait.
Okay, wait.
Easy there, Quonset.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know. Right now. Oh, God, I'm really terrible. No, I don't know. It's not there.
Matea gets first chance to steal. Matea, do you know?
Okay, I took my time. I think I have it. Is it present and present?
Yes, it is. Present and present.
Finally, some redemption, Matea, for me today. Ugh.
After two rounds, Caroline is at 3, Matea is at 3, and Pia is ideally positioned for the comeback of the century, has not scored yet. For our final round today, we're going to stick with potato, potato. Once again, I will give you two words and ask you to tell me which other word means both those things and has two different pronunciations. Pia, you get first crack at this. We're looking for a word that means take turns and stand in.
Stand in?
Yeah.
Take turns. and stand in. One, a single word.
Yes.
Oh, God. Squirrel. Sorry, distracted. oh, boy. Take turns. I'm going to take a clue or a hint or the answer, whichever you want to give me. Yep.
I'll give you a hint for take turns. You and someone else go back and forth taking turns.
Switch. Flip. Oh, God, you should see the control room. Boy, they're just like, I know this answer.
They've seen the answers, so that gives them a minor advantage.
Take turns. Like 1, 3, 5, 7. What are those called? Odd numbers. I know that. But like when you switch, when you take turns, switch.
Yeah, you're onto something.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Okay, wait. Stand in. If someone's standing, they're filling in. They're a substitute.
Yep, you're on the right path.
Substitute. Substitute. So what am I doing here now with substitute? I'm adding a letter?
No.
What am I doing?
Different game. You're looking for a word that means take turns. And you're looking, and the same words pronounced differently means stand in. So your stand-in is your what?
My substitute. Fill in my supply. Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know. Blah.
Caroline, do you have an idea?
Oh, gosh. I'm running out of ink in my pen. I'm kind of a double switch, substitute, stand-in. I was on like a body double thing or like a double up or doubling.
It's that kind of word.
Trying to draw on my...
You're in the right neighborhood, as was Pia. It's just thinking of the exact thing. Caroline, any idea?
No, I'm gonna pass the buck to Matea. I'm putting all my eggs in the basket.
Clearly, the time I had to stew over this over the summer is really paying off. Matea, do you have it?
I mean, I have had the benefit of having more time to think about it, but I've been sitting here looking at Pia like I'm a cat about to pounce on a toy mouse.
I have been like averting my eyes from Matea because
they
had it straight off the jump.
Yeah, no, and of course I got the one I did not know, but alternate and alternate.
That's right. Take turns, go back and forth is to alternate, and your stand-in is your alternate. So here's where we are. Matea has 5. Caroline has 3. Pia, yet to get on the board. It is possible for Caroline to still win. Pia is hoping for a tiebreak.
I didn't make Final Jeopardy.
You did
I can't even go
final.
All in. Yeah.
No. Caroline. We're looking for a word that means either insincere expression or make a difference. Insincere expression or make a difference. The first one's a noun. The second one is a verb.
Oh, noun, verb. Insincere expression, a noun. Insincere expression. Oh, make a difference. I wish I could claim that, you know, I had to get up in a different time zone or something.
I'm just telling you, Caroline, I'm looking across the table at Matea, and their pen is moving fast on that page.
Yeah, it's moving fast and with a whole lot of nothing. So don't get too concerned about me.
they're just pretending to write, right?
I'm just trying to do psychological warfare on Pia, I think.
I'm lost, man. I'm out.
I'm across the country and it's working on me. Make a difference. Change.
Another word that means that. I would say the hint that you want is probably for make a difference.
The hint that I would like is for make a difference, please.
As in your actions blanked the outcome.
Oh, this is a hard one.
It is a hard one.
Influence?
That's what it means. Yep.
Influence. Synonyms for influence. Influence. Consequence.
Give you a few influence. More seconds, Caroline.
I don't know. This is awful.
All right.
This is awful. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I think these are quite hard. Let's go now. The order that we've drawn up, Matea gets first crack at this, can put the win away right now if they have it.
Okay.
Matea?
I feel pretty good about this. Okay. This is a demonically hard question.
Okay, wait.
Though.
If this was Final Jeopardy, and say you had Caroline had 9,999 on her pile, and you had 9,999, how much would you be wagering right now?
All of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's asked Matea.
Yeah.
Going for
all of it. Because the last thing you would ever want to do is lose on a question you know.
Right.
Because you didn't believe in yourself. Mm. That would be like the just worst, I think, like psychological and emotional.
What about if you didn't, if you weren't 100% certain? What would you, how much would you go in for?
Well, you don't know what the question is before you wager, right?
Yeah.
So, you're never
100%
certain, right? Yeah. You're working totally in the dark. And so you have to just like trust and believe that you're gonna know it, which is very scary. But that's part of what makes it an exciting television show. Anyway, I would totally not have gotten there without the hint, but I feel pretty good. Is it affect and effect?
Yes, it is. So effect means to make a difference, and an insincere expression is your affect, like a false display of emotion. Mm-hmm. So
that is
both fiendish and evil, and Pia hasn't even named it yet, and I'm hoping that she will say words that are usable on air.
Just if you can say something nice, shh, say nothing.
So Matea may be going for a record here, currently on 7 points. Caroline has 3. Pia is playing for the joy of the game. Matea, I'm looking for a word that means both predict and a task or enterprise. Predict and a task or enterprise.
Okay. Predict. I have an idea, but those are not two different pronunciations. I was like, I think that this works. No.
They have 7 words already written down. And nice penmanship.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, predict. Like, I have a word in mind that I think means both of these things, but I don't think there's two different pronunciations of it. So I think I'm going to take a hint and see if I can come up with something else.
Predict as in an election desk predicts a winner.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so I'm definitely wrong. I would say forecast for an election desk, but that's not a task or venture enterprise.
No.
If
you're stuck, try the one you think it might be but isn't. Cause...
So I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to guess because that's like what you should do in this sort of situation. I think I would say venture. I would use for both predict and enterprise, but that does not, you don't say it two different ways, I don't
think. No, that's, you're right on both counts. That is just about the right answer, but you are right in that it's not right. So we're going to go to Pia. I'm looking for a word that means predict or a task or enterprise. Fill in the blank. Our election desk is blanking a majority government.
Predicting, forecasting, calling. That's, I don't know.
Caroline, what do you think it is?
I think it's project and project.
That is correct.
The CBC News election desk projects.
Projects.
Yes.
Predict is project. A task or enterprise is a project. Our final score is Matea has 7. Caroline has 5. Pia, we got this one out of the way. We'll refresh. We'll reset for next month.
You know what? I'm just still in summer mode. That's what I'm telling myself.
Yes.
Just like, whoo, water off my back under the hot sun on the beach. Yeah.
This is a warm-up game for you. Mm-hmm. You got 10 rounds of this. You're great.
Great.
Matea, thank you so much for playing. Tell us about Bookends for 5 points.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bookends is my new author interview show. It's going to be airing on CBC Radio and also available on all your podcasting platforms. I'm super excited to talk to some of the hottest names in literature about big ideas, their work, what it means to live in the world. I'm really excited about the interviews we've done so far, and I can't believe still that I get to work here. It feels fake and like a dream.
Me neither. And been here all these years, Matea. Welcome aboard to the Good Ship Mothership. When's your show on?
It is on Sundays at 1 p.m. Our first episode airs
today.
Oh, yeah, today. Oh my God. Sunday, September 8th, 1 p.m.
Yeah,
don't miss it.
Here's your inauguration into CBC land. 1 p.m., 1:30 in Newfoundland and parts of Labrador.
That's important. We always want to respect our Newfoundland listeners.
Caroline, thank you so much for playing. Live long and prosper.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Caroline.
Pia, only onward and upward from here.
Only onward and upward. And yeah, good to hear from you again. I've missed you this summer.
I like how you 60% sound like you meant that. That is great.
And you know what that is? Affected.
That was your affect. Your affect was pleasantry. We've all learned something here today. And Matea, you're yet again a champion. Thanks a lot, and we look forward to hearing your new show.
Thanks so much for having me. This was so much fun.
And that is, for the first time this season, That's Puzzling.
Thank you, everyone. We will be back in October with a new round of That's Puzzling. Oh, send me all the good vibes and maybe some brain cells as well. Hopefully I can do better. If you would like to throw your hat into the ring for October, we invite you to take on our listener challenge. And this one picks up on the theme of the word affect. So here's the situation. It's Thanksgiving dinner. One of your relatives says something you're dying to respond to, but for the sake of keeping the family peace, you can't or don't say anything. What is the word for that moment? Email your made-up word to sunday@cbc.ca. Put That's Puzzling in the subject line, and please include your phone number. You have until the end of next Sunday, which is September 15th, to submit your made-up word. The winner will play in October and win a fantastic prize, which is a Sunday Magazine coffee mug or notebook. And after my chat with Roland Allen earlier this morning, I know which one I would choose. You can find all the stories we bring you each week on the Sunday Magazine over on our website, cbc.ca/Sunday. I'm Pia Chattopadhyay. Thank you for lending us your ear, and we'll talk to you again on Sunday.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.